Well, here in Ezekiel 47, we have the description from verse 1 of waters issuing out from under the threshold of the house eastward. And they come down from the south of the altar. They come out from the altar, not from the threshold of the temple, as Henry Sully seems to think. They come from the altar. And yet, did this ever actually happen? I've suggested that the whole passage in Ezekiel 40 to 48 was what chapter 43 calls the law of the house. This was commandment rather than prediction. They didn't build the temple as they should have done and as they could have done. Most of the exiles chose to stay in exile, and those who did return, I think, returned with their own agenda and were not particularly committed. They built a sort of temple, but certainly not according to the outline here. And because of that, these more miraculous things that are mentioned here, like God responding to their obedience by water flowing out of the temple, it's out of the altar, providing healing to the marshy areas and a forest of trees of life springing up on both sides of the river. This didn't happen. It could have done, but it was a case of wasted potential, like in so much of human life. This is the tragedy, that so much potential is set up by God and yet wasted by people. And we have to look into our own lives to see if that's also not been true with us. Well, what could have happened didn't happen. And yet God's intentions, God's essential prophetic word comes true. Even though it is reapplied, it's reinterpreted, it's recalculated, it's rescheduled. And so when you come to the New Testament, you find a number of allusions to the things we've just read about this river of life, this river of living water that was supposed to be coming out from the altar. And it's applied in a more spiritual way. The obvious one, I suppose, is in John 7:38, where Jesus says, "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living or springing water." What scripture exactly did the Lord have in mind when he says, "As the scripture has said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water"? Well, there is no direct Bible quote there, but I think he has in mind this passage in Ezekiel 47, where in the restored kingdom, rivers of springing water were intended to come out from Zion and give life to the world. That didn't happen, as I've said. And yet Jesus says that in essence it now comes true for the believer. Out of our innermost being comes this living water, or springing water. And it's the word used in the Hebrew for the water that was used to cleanse from leprosy, to cleanse from defilement by death. And the idea is that out of our innermost being, we can make this witness to other people. Now the witness then comes from deep within, from our innermost being. That is the ultimate origin in that sense of our witness. We don't witness and preach, as it were, out of a sort of dull sense of duty that I ought to be doing this. We don't resign it to a committee at church. The essential witness is personal. And we've seen that surely in the history of any church, any ecclesia, that it is by personal contact that individuals bring others to Jesus. And this then is what we've got here, that from our innermost being, this life water, life-giving water, goes out. In fact, it's natural that if you believe that by God's grace I will live forever, then naturally something is going to come out from you. You will not keep that to yourself, and it will come from your innermost being. Well, verse 7, he sees on the bank of this river of life very many trees on both sides. Now that is quoted in Revelation 22, verse 2. As if it happens in a figurative sense at the Lord's return. So again, this could have happened at the restoration, but it didn't. It shall happen, verse 9, that every living creature which swarms in every place where the rivers come shall live. There'll be a great multitude of fish. Well, this language of swarming is very much that of creation. It's as if a new creation happens wherever this living water touches. and the water swarms with living creatures. This, again, is clearly Genesis creation. So, although this didn't happen at the time of the restoration as it could have done in literal terms, yet it can happen now, Jesus is saying, because from the innermost being of the believer, there flows this water which brings about a new creation in the lives of others. Now, we all tend to think that I am insignificant, that who am I? It is not for me to really be significant in this world, and maybe that is so in secular terms. But in spiritual terms, we have the tremendous ability and potential to radically transform the lives of other people by being living water that can heal them, that can bring about this power of new creation. You, who may think that you're stuck on minimum wage and live in rented accommodation and see no perspective for yourself, you can transform the life of the man or woman who lives in the flat downstairs. You can absolutely, radically transform the life of that broken person with whom you work or who you happen to meet in the course of daily life. And this is the most wonderful way to live, where you are making a huge difference. And you may think, but who am I? Yeah, who are we? Exactly. Our sense of inadequacy is in fact our qualification, is our adequacy. And so, by the banks of this river, verse 12, there grows on both sides trees whose food and leaf will not wither, and it bears new fruit every month, because the waters issue out of the sanctuary, and its fruit shall be for food, and its leaf for healing. Well, again, this is quoted in Revelation 22, verse 2, as coming true, I guess, in a symbolic and not a literal sense in the kingdom. But now we can be trees with leaves that don't wither and which give the tree the fruit of life to other people. We are set up as a tree of life. Proverbs 11:30 says that we can be a tree of life. Psalm 1 verse 3 says that the righteous are a tree of life planted by the waters. Yet Jesus is saying that the waters represent our witness in the power of the Spirit. And the people transformed by that in turn become trees of life. Now this is absolutely amazing that we can set in course chains of events that radically change the world around us. And it can happen now. Jesus says this is happening now, that out of the innermost being of those who truly believe in Jesus, those who trust in Jesus, that's the idea, those who are sure that by his grace I shall be saved, we can make this tremendous change in the power of the Spirit, not of ourselves, of course, in the lives of other people. And this is what gives ultimate significance, meaning to life. This is what makes life worth getting up and living for.